Hello, loves! Welcome to the Art of Body Language podcast, where we empower and uplift the dance community while helping them understand their injuries. I am your host, Sherelle Williams, trainer and student physical therapist that helps dancers avoid injury and improve their wellness so they can be the strong and fearless performers they were destined to be. Before I begin this episode, I would like to invite you to reach out to me at theartofbodylanguage@gmail.com with any questions about injuries that you may have, or find me on Instagram at smile_love_lift. Please make sure that you subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. I want your feedback so I can continue to put out content that helps artists. I am here to serve you. Enjoy the rest of the show. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Art of Body Language podcast. Y'all bear with me. This is the first time that I am recording with video, right? But you see, we have a guest today. This is Carmi. Carmi Harris. Carmelia, if you're nasty.
No, this is Miss Harris.
Miss Harris, if you're nasty.
Oh my God, I'm about to cut that out.
You know what? I'm going to keep it. Anyway, Carmi is a wonderful singer, all-around performer, you guys. And I really wanted to bring her on because, like me, she came from Florida, moved to the Big Apple, and, you know, she's here, not to sound cliche, but making her dreams come true. This video, we should have never done this. So, Carms.
Yeah.
Tell me. I can't do this. This is going to be way too much. Okay. Tell me about your journey coming from Florida to New York.
Oh, wow. Say,
I'm going to live forever.
I love it.
Ooh, and we're sober. Okay. I know.
Maybe that's the issue. But no, seriously.
Carmi, tell us about your journey coming from Florida to New York.
It's definitely been a journey. It's a continued journey. Mm-hmm. You know, I did work in Florida. Coming here, it's not quite the same. You know, primarily being a vocalist, but then also doing musical theater. You know, in Florida, we don't have these crazy lines at 7 a.m. in the cold.
Just listen. Nobody was ready for that.
Okay. Okay, we don't even have cold in Florida. Before we even get to the lines and auditions.
You come up here as an artist, like, oh, I'm ready to make my dreams come true. And then it's snowing outside and you're in a line for a cattle call and things right. Change.
And just getting to the subways, it's awesome, you know.
That's real.
That is real. That is not. We don't have that in Florida. Mm. Just get into the car and go. It's not like that. but no, it's definitely been a continued journey. It's been great. It's been, you know, facing fears. Mm-hmm. going to auditions is definitely different. I take dance classes. It's a little bit different all the way around. It's definitely been challenging and a growth experience. Mm-hmm. Leveling up. Florida is great. Florida is amazing. Good foundation to have. But in the big city, in the Apple.
So, as I do with all, that was very surface level.
Okay.
That didn't answer my question. That didn't help nobody. So, again, I ask. Let's talk about the process. So you come to New York. Now you're going on auditions. You're working on, you know, your shows. You know, we're going to plug Carmi's playlist. But, you know, due to Corona, Carmi's playlist is nowhere near going up right now. Okay. But, you know, keep out, you know, keep a lookout.
Look out.
So let's start with the audition process. And, like, how did you find auditions? Like, let's go through it step by step. Like, for somebody who may be here, like, I'm leaving a smaller town and I want to go to New York. How do I make that happen?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, everybody's journey is a little different. However, for myself, I just, when I first came here, you know, connecting with people who already know from Florida or from other places, we're in the industry as well, I'm always one to, you know, ask questions and study my environment a little bit. Okay, so when are these auditions? What auditions are they? What are my fit? Is it better to go to one that's, you know, I'll be typecast as, or, you know, especially just getting new into the city, because what's also different than Florida, you have casting offices versus, you know, smaller theaters. Right. So casting offices for bigger projects like Broadway or tours, or, you know, sometimes they'll have auditions come through Florida, but it's not the same. So just knowing which casting office does what, or, you know, how to, like, I'll go to the ECC and the EPA, because at the ECC, you'll have casting there and someone from the creative team, and then the EPA, you have the casting.
Gotcha.
As well. Most, that's typically how it is. So if I have an opportunity to go to both, I will go to both, just because I'm still relatively newer here. I've been here for about a year and a half. So I'm still, I'm connecting. Also, one way that I connected was taking classes, taking casting director classes, you know, I'm taking them to grow as an artist, but it's also a great way to network, not only with casting directors, but also with other, being new here, connecting with other artists. You know, I knew a few fellow actors, singers, dancers before I moved here, but it definitely has grown from taking classes and going to calls. You know, the art community here is very warm and loving, so that's been great. Moving here, when I first moved here, I was super nervous. So been super nervous, and then moving here is like, okay, you know, okay, I'm okay. There are other people like me, and yes, we're all gonna make it, and we're all making it, and it's amazing. So, you know, getting past that, I can definitely see growth in that, because I'm like, I don't know, you know. I'm from Florida, I'm not from here, and you're from here, or you're from another big city, or you've been doing this for much longer than me, you know. Mm-hmm. But people are very welcome, and, you know, other actors, and so that's amazing. That's also helpful, you know, connecting and networking. I don't really like to use the word networking. I mean, I know it's networking, but it's like connecting. That's my spiritual side.
My spiritual side.
Right.
Connecting one soul.
Exactly. Yes.
To the next.
Connecting.
Exchange. All right, girl. We network. I got you. We're gonna say connect. For Carmen. Well. Souls are connecting.
Yes, yes,
yes. Cute. But no, I totally get that, because I very much had like the same experience. Not that I was going on, you know, auditions and castings, but just kind of being like, how am I supposed to survive in New York? And, you know, I talked about it earlier, like, used to being a big fish in a small pond and everybody knowing me. And now you get to this big city and it's just like, everyone is doing what you do, sis. So, hey, right. What's good? So it's different, but like you said, New Yorkers, they have New Yorkers a bad rep, because you get that whole like cold, we don't like to talk to each other, don't bother me, but like, right, it isn't all that bad.
Yeah, it's not. It's actually, yeah, that hasn't been much of my experience. I mean, you know, I guess it's a little bit there, but for the most part, you know, it's been great, even just outside of the art community. You know, so it's like, oh, okay, you know, what's up, sis? I'm like, okay. I'm like, I feel like I'm the come to New York. I'm like, okay, what are you talking to me for? Like,
but you know, I think you come here with this idea of like, you have to adapt, and so you can't say hi to people, even that's what you're used to back home.
Right, I know.
So I'm just like, ooh, and then when somebody does be like, hey, you're like, oh, you're talking to
right, well, right.
Do I know you from somewhere?
You know,
cute.
No, right,
I got you. So, right. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
I'm trying to behave now. I'm trying to behave.
Okay. Let's talk about the experience of going out to sing at. Oh my lord, I'm so good at this when the video is crazy. It flows so well when there's no video playing, and now I'm like tripping up over my words, like, this isn't my second season. So let's talk about you. Let's talk about you doing open mics. Let's talk about some of the cabarets you've done. How did those things come about? You know, what kind of things did you have to do to kind of prepare your mindset to be like, all right, I'm about to just show up and go and receive me as I am?
Yeah. Well, my foundation, I have a good foundation, you know, coming here. I continue to do what I was doing in Florida, but more so here because it's more opportunities. New York, it's right. Something always, you know?
Right.
So being comfortable doing what I love to do. Cabaret. So my first cabaret was Carmi's Playlist in Florida. So that's when I got into cabaret. I did other cabarets in Florida, but then I moved here, and it's just been an art form that I've been interested in growing in and constantly growing in, even still now. So when I moved here, I had the opportunity of connecting with Broadway Night NYC, and I'm saying that was the first cabaret I did here. I was out singing, out supporting someone else, and then I met someone connecting, and then they heard me sing, because I went to support him and my friend Arnold, and I was like, okay. So then they had an open mic portion, and I was like, oh, and I'm like, I want to sing. So I'm like, just doing what I love to do, and I sang, and Arnold was like, oh my God, like, I did not know you could sing like that. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So he was like, okay. So I was like, you know, I'm new here. He'd been here for about a year and a half, and I was here for maybe 2 months, and I'm like, I just really need to get connected because I moved here, and you know, the whole moving process, and I'm like, okay, so I'm here to perform. So I was like, okay. So I think that was my first time singing here, and I've been here for like maybe 3 months.
Right.
And then I was like, okay. So then he told me about a few spots, and you know, I'm always asking questions. And so I'm like, okay, so why not? And so I'm meeting people at auditions. So I connected with Broadway Night NYC, and now they're like my cabaret family, I call them. Since then I have connected with other cabaret families, if you will. And it was actually a year from March. So it's been a year this month. It was my first cabaret in New York City, and it just went from one thing led to another. You know, you sing and someone hear you and ask and that kind of thing. I've been lucky, blessed, excited, thankful to perform at 54 Below within my first 6 months here, which is one of the biggest cabaret spots in New York City, as my own. It wasn't a solo show, but I did sing solos.
How did I miss that?
That's a good question. How did you?
We blame NYU.
Right.
But shout out to the good girl Rona. Right. Giving me the freedom to now connect and support, although all entertainment venues have been closed down. But
so now
if they were not, I would be out supporting.
I know. Because I actually had a cabaret yesterday that was canceled. I was really excited. Yeah. It's gonna be my West End debut. It's just postponed, it's actually not canceled. So hopefully when all of this is over, you know, if you're in New York, you can come out and support the West End Lounge, which is also a popular cabaret spot in New York City. So I'm excited about that. Yeah, so right now, you know, with all this is going on, I don't know when it will be. Hopefully it will be at a time that I'm not in a contract, because I really would love to perform there. The producers are amazing, Maddie and Mason. You know, when I met them, it was, again, very warm. And so I was supposed to be a part of the cabaret in January, but I booked a development of Elvis the Musical. And so we had to go out to West Virginia, which is interesting because most of the team all of the team, I should say, and the actors, most of them were from New York. But we went out to West Virginia, which was great. It was actually good because it was in the middle. It's still audition season, I guess, if it hasn't been canceled officially.
Season is probably canceled.
Right. So it was in the, for me, the heat of it, because I, even outside of audition season, I learned quickly that I could stay busy with auditions, which is another skill set as well. But so it was good to get away in the mountains on a contract for a little bit. So I was, so I wasn't able to do the West End then, so I was asked to come back for this show, which I'm really excited for. And of course now it's postponed, but okay. It's postponed, so we're gonna get back to it. So that was the West End. But Don't Tell Mama, which is also a very popular spot in New York, I was able to perform it last summer, cabaret there, so that was also exciting and fun. So since I've been here since March, for the past year, I guess I'm grateful to have been in a cabaret probably at least once a month or every other month. So
cute.
Yeah, just singing and people hearing me and connecting, and yeah, that's how it's been happening.
So, but it just seems like the basis of that is you need to be out and supporting other people. And I love that you said that. You're like, I went to go support somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how I was able to connect with others.
Yeah, so I would go out when I first came here. Oh, well, I still do. Even when I was in Florida, like I said before, I like to support other artists genuinely. You know, I like the arts. The arts don't get enough support. You know, sports get all the support, and I like sports too. I mean, I like basketball. I even had the opportunity to perform at an event that Jay Williams hosted, which was an amazing opportunity since I've been here in my year and a half. another case of me singing and someone hurt me and wanted to book me, which has been great. I'm very grateful for, you know, working on my craft and my given talent, but I digress. Supporting other artists has been, you know, it's been one way to also that I've been able to connect with people, genuinely supporting the arts, other artists, my friends, my colleagues, and just networking that way, or connecting, as I like to say. I'll meet them and they go, oh, you know, you're an artist too. I'll tell them as well. I also did On the Map, that's what it's called, On the Map, with Richard Baskin Jr. That's another cabaret I did a couple of times since I've been here. He's an amazing music director as well, but he started his own cabaret, which is now called Soul Patrol. So working with him, I, you know, went out and was supporting one of my friends or colleagues from Florida that I actually did a show with regionally there. When I supported him, connected with Richard, and you know, just how, you know, it's connecting with others, supporting others have also had its benefit to opening doors, if you will, for myself. But by genuinely doing so, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, okay, no, this is me. But at the same time, you know, been also establishing my presence as an artist in a new city.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Love all of that. So within the connecting and singing and all of the things, right? Let's talk about your daily or weekly self-care regimen.
Okay. Well, I'm a spiritual person.
Well, yes.
So I like to meditate. I actually recently got into journaling because I feel like, you know, a lot of work that I do, yes, I do practice or rehearse, if you will. I do rehearse and things like that, study. Always, but it's also a big part of the work to do a lot of inner work, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
A lot of meditation, you know, working on my anxiety. I have mentors as well who are in the arts who even support, you know, support me in working on that aspect as well, because that's a big part of it, you know, manifesting and things like that, you know, because you can work and it's easy to get caught up in the whole you know, working and going to auditions and, you know, really wanting to book the job. And it's like, okay, so one of my mentors is like, so why do you want to book the job, you know? And that actually brought a lot into perspective for me on a spiritual level, as well as, okay, as far as manifesting, because I'm like, okay, why do I want to book the job, you know? Am I giving this show power, or am I saying, okay, this is what I want in life, this is my purpose in life, and I will attract the show. Even if it's not that particular show, maybe it's another show, but it'll be more beneficial for me and me for the show, you know?
I like that. Okay.
So yeah, so spiritual work. And then as well, you know, stretching, doing yoga, try to do that as much as possible.
Yeah. Cool. You know, we support that here.
Right. Exactly. See my little foam roller.
She got that from me, y'all. Y'all right. Know I'm always team foam roller.
Right, you know, I've been watching. I've been supporting you too now. And getting benefits.
I appreciate. I'm dead. Come on, benefits.
Yeah, it's learning how to stretch and not break stuff when I'm in class and in a show, because they got me dancing in these shows too. But so yeah, and eating. I'm very particular about my diet. I'm not on a diet.
Yeah.
But
Say it. That's a conversation in itself. Keep
right.
going.
Yeah, I'm not on a diet, but I'm very particular about what I eat, you know, especially if I sing. When I don't sing, even maintenance, you know, working out and things like that. Just a routine as well. It's also healthy for me to have a routine, which I'm working on. It's not perfect.
Can you give me and the listeners a breakdown of your routine right now?
Okay. Meditation, journaling.
So that's like you wake up in the morning and you meditate. Journaling, is that like right after?
Yep, that's a part of the meditation piece.
Okay.
Right now, eating breakfast is very important.
Yes.
I'm a big smoothie person. However, you know, if it's a little cold outside or if I'm rushing to go somewhere and I may not have time because I can do better with prepping oats and things like that. On the warmer side of things. But yeah, eating, I don't eat certain meats. I'm a big vegetable person.
Yes.
I have to have a vegetable a day.
As you should.
Right, and I love kale. That's my go-to. But but having that kind of just, it keeps me with a routine of some sorts, because I don't really have a particular thing that I do the same every single day right now. Even in a show, and then that'll mess up what's going on now. I can be in a regional contract tomorrow and it completely change my routine from today. So
yeah, I think when you have the time and the place for like routine and structure, mm-hmm. it's important to do that. You know, I have definitely encountered artists that are just like, I don't have time management. I don't hold myself accountable. I don't X, Y, Z. I don't make the time. So I think it's mm-hmm. important to like practice those steps. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because even if you do, like you said, you have a contract and now it changed your entire routine. Mm-hmm. When you're done with that contract, you always know mm-hmm. how to get back down to your, you know, foundation, right. as you were saying earlier.
Which is important, yeah.
You know, I always like to hit on some type of injury. You talked about vocal nodes a little bit. And so I just want to talk about, you know, if you've experienced those, maybe what you've done to prevent them. Yeah. Let's go into, you know, what they are. You know, some listeners may not know. You know, it's a learning platform.
Right. I have not experienced them, thankfully.
Okay.
I hope I'll never. but sometimes I've heard of cases where they've been cured. Okay. But yeah, so it's some of them are, I'm not a medical person, so I may say them wrong, but your cancers. Some of them are not. And it's just basically, if you look into your throat, if you have it, it's I'm not going to say the wrong part of the throat right now, but it's like a bump.
Okay.
There. And I have not experienced them, but I have prevent them. I was trained classically when I was younger, and my teacher really emphasized different ways to prevent them as much as possible. Diet actually is one part of it. But outside of diet, of drinking water, I'm a big tea drinker. I love tea.
Yes.
Herbal tea, mostly. But yeah, but also how I sing as well. Even though, you know, I typically don't sing classical anymore. Sometimes I may go to legit musicals or I'm going for that audition for that. But for the most part, even if I'm singing like pop or regular musical theater or whatever it may be, I still take those techniques I learned.
So what are those techniques?
So singing wise, I feel like I've strained on my throat, like stay away from that. You know, certain things that you do, I don't know how to phrase different placements. Over the years, I've played with different placements, like using my chest voice in order to keep my sound as full, or my belts, because I'm a belter. Mm-hmm. So healthy belting, you know, taking it from placements, learning my body enough to know which placements to take it to not put strain on the vocals.
Yeah.
As well.
Come on, healthy belting.
Right. Yes, because then, you know, so sometimes people, you see it, you know. Mm-hmm. You see it, you can feel it when you hear it. Also, Manuka honey. That's also very important in my diet to help prevent just overall vocal health. And overall health also helps vocal health. Yeah. There's lots of people, I can't get sick, because if I get sick, this all shuts down, you know? You can hear it, it's all connected, you know, ear, nose, throat, all of that. So if I'm in a show, and I have been sick in a show, but, you know, just being right on top of it as much as possible, you know, vocal rest, also important. You know, sometimes I like to talk, but vocal rest is also important.
Yes.
And typically when I'm in a show, or depending on where I am during audition season, you know, I cut back on the drinking and things like that as well, just to keep overall health and, eating dairy and things like that, you know, that also helped to keep it all healthy, you know, preventing not only just nodes, but just general vocal health, you know, losing my vocal strep throat, different things like that, you know, that are even, I've been in shows where my housemate got sick and just preventing myself, you know, keeping a healthy immune system and things like that.
Yeah.
Because we can't have the whole show out, you know, everybody can't be sick in the show.
Real. They say the show must go on, so take the preventive measures that you need.
Right.
So have you seen people perform through vocal nodes? Like, or, you know, people see, you know, have the issue, continue to perform instead of going to seek help? Or what kind of things have you seen?
I know of two people off the top of my head who have experienced them. They both recovered.
Okay.
One of them for sure I know had performed through it, which was amazing, you know, and just watching that journey was very inspirational because it was cured naturally, you know, it wasn't surgical, it was cured naturally. And that also taught me a lot about, you know, us being vocalists, but our holistically.
Yeah.
Holistically. As holistic beings, you know, through meditation and, you know, things like that, but also dieting, you know. I'm a very big on herbs and things like that, and so is that person. So.
And we also like to, you know, I just love to reiterate that we don't, you know, your diet is the things that you consume, not like going on a diet.
Right, right.
And doing extreme restriction. I like to just put that out there and be as clear as possible.
Extreme restriction is just telling me to do it, so I cannot go on a diet.
We're not doing these things.
Just make healthy lifestyle choices.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not super hard on myself. I used to be, but just because I know if I'm super hard on myself, then it's not going to happen. It just goes backwards. It's contradicting itself.
And that is so, I'm so happy you said that because I feel like it's, you know, you're a vocalist, but you see it with dancers. You see it across, you know, through all art forms, even with entrepreneurs, and we are so hard on ourselves. And I love to be like, you are human. You are doing the best you can. If you're not actually doing the best you can, then get it together. But for the most part, I feel like, you know, most artists are working hard. They're, you know, they're putting their best foot forward. And, you know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But even if it doesn't work out or you hear a no, you know, still give yourself some love because we're so, so hard.
Yeah, especially even if it's not audition season. But, you know, as actors,
in class, theater,
yes, and anything. But when you tell no for your job, like to be told no is the job, okay? So... booking is the cherry on top, but being told no all the time, and you know, or maybe not no, but not this time, or maybe, you know, it's never like a harsh, but at the same time, it's like, okay, you know, why didn't I book it?
Right.
You know, sometimes, you know, I've come to realize it's not your talent. Yes, maybe it's something you could have done differently, always growing as an artist, but also maybe it's just not meant for you on a deeper level, you know. And so I always have to, you know, self-soothe, but sometimes I gotta cry, you know.
That's
I come back from an audition, I cry for like 2 days. Like, all right, girl, you gotta go to the next one. You gotta get yourself together, you know.
Maybe not 2 days. I'm here to support you, okay? You know, yeah, it can be hard.
It is hard,
but like, and I don't discount that. I believe you should cry. You should take the time that you need, but then, you know, don't get stuck there, because people will get stuck there.
Right.
And you gotta keep pushing.
Right. No, that is definitely true. And, you know, being, even before I moved here, but especially here, because there's more opportunity. And I was told by one of my mentors a few years back before I moved here, you know, always go to the audition, you know, because sometimes it's like, oh, I don't feel like it today, like, for whatever reason. It could be something going on in your life that's not art related. It could be, oh my God, I'm tired. I went yesterday, or I got a call back. I didn't get the call back, and I just found out, and I'm getting ready for another audition. You know what I mean? It's always reasons for you to be like, nah, you know. I think if you feel like you really should take a break, you know, take a break, but don't be discouraged, you know, and let that get in your way, because going out there and getting it, you know, and that's what I do. How many auditions I've been to, you know, I'm within my first year here. I booked, but outside of just cabarets, you know, I booked two contracts so far. So, well, actually three, but but you know, people see, you know, you're booking, how you do this, how you do that. But it's like, you know, just being showing up.
Hey.
That's a big part of it. You know, showing up and not showing up saying, I gotta wait till I be perfect. You can't wait till you're perfect to show up. Because you're always going as an artist.
Say it again. You can't what?
You can't wait till you're perfect to show up. And that's been one of my biggest lessons here as well. Because I'm like, well, I don't know. And I'll just show up. And then maybe I don't get it, but then I'll get the next one. And then you also never know because, you know, maybe you show up and you don't get this one, but then you'll get the next one by the same casting at the same theater. And maybe the job may just not have been for you, but that doesn't mean you made a bad impression. So, you know, never get discouraged. Because you just never know. You're always planting seeds, you know, for yourself. So.
What are you going to say? Oh,
and that's not a prayer clock.
And you know, it's so true. It's all about that consistency, mm-hmm. you know, showing up even mm-hmm. when no one is watching, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I can even almost say for like this podcast when like Corona happened and I was just like, nobody's going to be listening to this. Everybody's consumed with like Corona and staying inside. You know, I was like, no, but you know what? I have to still show up.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm at 80% or 100%, I'm showing up to mm-hmm. the audition, even when I don't feel like
80% of the work right there is just showing up. A lot of times it is. Even, yeah, because that's one way, even social media.
I need you to organ.
Like, go get me an organ. Come on now. Listen, I got to get my midi out.
Okay. Out here talking. Bless these folks right now.
but that is real, you know. Staying consistent, even, you know, I saw someone post, I think it was on Facebook, you know, stay consistent even if you get like a one like, but stay consistent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because consistency is key, and these are things that people have taught me, my mentors have told me over the years, and these are things that I finally start listening to.
Like 8 years later,
right.
I'm finally listening.
Right.
I love Martina. So I did an interview with her, was it earlier in the season or last season? But she told a story about when she was performing at an amusement park. Oh my God, I can't think of the amusement park right now. But she was just talking about like singing and doing like your best even when no one is watching. And I remember her being like, they're not here to see you. Mm-hmm. They're here to ride these rides.
Mm-hmm.
So be there, show up, perform, and even knowing that they're not there to see you, mm-hmm. when they do leave their line to come hear you sing, like, you know, mm-hmm. all right, I'm showing up, yeah. I sound good, because they paid this money to get on these rides,
right?
Okay, they're not really worried about, well, no, you're getting today, sis.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I just think, you know, right. when you said that, you know, it reminded me of the conversation that we had and spoke life and volume into things that I'm going through right now, you know, with mm-hmm. just business, and everyone is like trying to figure out how to navigate this mm-hmm. whole Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Sis Rona is just got us all confused and figuring it out, but I think mm-hmm. you know, being consistent, continuing to mm-hmm. show up, that's going to be the way through.
Right. Okay? Right. And also about being consistent, you know, I read it in a book called Big Magic. One of my mentors told me to read that book, and I was obedient. but it really blessed my life because I told me to read it, I don't know, maybe last spring, and I was like, oh my God, I moved to New York. I don't know why I moved to New York. I'm like, I don't want to audition no more. I can't go to another class. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I should just move back to Florida. He's like, okay, read this book. I'm like, okay, come my dramatic step down. Okay, leave the drama on the stage. But but it gets real. You know, artists, we be feeling stuff real deep. And so that was one thing that like calmed me down. I'm like, I read it. But one thing that was in the book that's relevant to what you just said was, nobody cares. You know what I mean? And that's it. And to me, and it's like, some people are like, oh, nobody cares. But to me, I'm like, okay, that eliminated some of the fear. You know what I mean? You know, not that no one just really cares, but at the end of the day, it's like, you're overthinking it. You know what I mean? You're overthinking it. So just do it, you know? And you never know, but you gotta throw spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks sometimes. as well. But, you know, when it comes to different ideas that are, you know, just straight creative, but even, you know, in the context of auditioning, you know, you got to show up because you just never know. You really never know.
Someone, I cannot think of it. I was listening, I don't know if it was a podcast or something, but they said that. They were just like, we think that so many people care. Like, mm-hmm. we do, oh my God, I can't do this because so-and-so is watching. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, nobody's paying attention to you. Mm-hmm. And again, like you said, not in a bad way. Mm-hmm. But just that thing that we get so mental into mm-hmm. our heads. Like, I can't do this because this will make me look a certain way. Mm-hmm. Thinking that, like, so many people are out here mm-hmm. and worried about you and going to judge you. And they just not really concerned because they have their own concerns.
Right.
So do you. Exactly. Do it to the fullest. Right. You know what I mean? And don't not do something because you're worried about how somebody else is going to receive it or take mm-hmm. it. Because they probably not really worried about you, sis. Because they're worried about themselves.
Right. That is very true. Mm-hmm. Also, second part to that is, I learned by listening to Oprah.
Come on, Auntie O.
Right, okay. That's my mentor. She don't know it yet. But,
yes. This is my secret. Listen, mentor. Auntie O and Auntie Shell. If you don't know who that is, that's Michelle Obama.
Yes, okay. Honey. Okay. But she said about your intentions.
Yeah.
And so when I go back to my show, when I first did my show, I was like, you know, I want people to what is my intention? Because I'm like, I want to, you know, please everybody, or I want to serve everybody. And even now I'm like, you know, how do I serve people, you know? And I'm like, okay, you know, I try and fill out the audience, blah, 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 in some situations. But, you know, what is your intentions? Because the second part to that is, well, nobody cares. But at the same time, if you intend to bless someone, if you intend to let your light shine in a way that encourage and serve another, your intention will be read. They may not remember what Maya Angelou said. They remember how you made them feel. They may not remember what you said, but how you make them feel, you know.
Hallelujah.
Not making excuses as to, I'm always working on my craft, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, my intention is to serve another. And, you know, maybe they'll overlook the crack, overhear the crack, or, you know, or something. I mean, you know, I'm always perfect, want to be perfect, but at the end of the day, you know, how did that person, what's the message that they got from it, you know, even if they don't remember what you said, what you sang, you know. I went to an audition once, and it was regionally, and someone, and they started crying, you know, don't remember the song months later, but remember that you cried when I sang and wanted to do something else, you know. And I actually didn't even book the gig, you know. That's in that case where I didn't book the gig, but you remember how it made you feel months later. And that turned into something that was even bigger than the gig for myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you just, and that is just real, you know? That's real. You know, I'm talking, I'm like encouraging myself right now.
Yeah.
Like, don't be quitting over here. Yes. Let me tell you about you moving back to Florida.
But you know what? And that's why I love doing these, because that's what I get all the time. Is that people start talking and they was like, you know what? I was talking to myself.
You're right.
And you know what? And then y'all been talking to me. And I thought, oh my God, I needed to hear this. Right. I didn't even know that this was going to happen. I just sat down and I turned the video and I hit the record button. And here we are. Okay, one, two. If I shout one more time, y'all probably like, what is going on?
Listen.
She done threw her head back four different times.
Listen. I grew up in it. We grew up in a church now. I'm sorry.
Y'all don't ever see me on video. Y'all see me on video. So this is what happens when you grew up in the church in the South.
Okay.
Because Carmen was out here preaching and I just when the spirit falls over. Okay. I'm about to get we gonna get some type of like organ. Like organ feedback. I can just like when people start dropping gems, I can just insert the organ. That's gonna be it right there.
That's gonna be it.
Okay. Oh. Yes. Oh yes. Okay. So, what would present day Carmi? Oh, I don't want to ask this. Okay, I want to do twofold. Okay. What would present day Carmi tell, or what advice, you know, would you give Carmi when you first got to New York? One. Mm-hmm. And then What would you say to yourself when you first, like, first started working on your professional career?
Okay, so.
So let's start with first, a year ago.
I know. Wow.
It was a cold day. March of
2019. Right? Okay. Right, whatever. Oh, wow. It's still definitely a journey, but from a year ago, I would say just do it. I have, but there were certain opportunities that a certain time I'm like, okay, well, but then later I was like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Don't worry, just do it.
Don't worry. Hey. I'll be happy. Hey, I don't worry, be happy. Okay, we back.
But no, yeah. So that would be one thing, because, you know, when I first moved here, like I didn't know. In a way, I think that was a good thing. Mm-hmm. But then also it was a lot of fear at first, because it's like, oh my goodness, why did I do this? Why did I just move here? You know, and it's like, okay, you know, it's gonna be okay. Yeah, so that would probably be the biggest piece of advice I'll give myself a year ago, is to don't worry, just do it, go out. You know, I pulled a confirmation card. You want to take my spiritual side? So, you know, you're on the right path, keep going. That's what it said, literally, like, I don't know, 10 hours ago.
Okay.
Doing this coronavirus, you know, find ways to entertain yourself. But,
true.
But no, so, yeah, so that will probably be the biggest advice I'll give to myself all the way around, that it's going to work out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because since I've been here, even within a year, I'm like, I don't know, like, what's going to happen, you know? I'm just here until, you know? And I was stressing out, but it always worked out. Over the year that I've been here, you know, as an artist, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm worried, you know, I'm gonna get this contract, blah, blah, blah. Then I booked, and it's like, oh, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
I can go to New York and book, you know, I don't have to be in Florida to book, you know? Oh my goodness, you know, I sang, oh my goodness, like, I'm received.
Y'all,
you know?
See how she goes into character? It's like she comes out of it, and she, oh my God.
Right?
Like, I'm in character, and now I'm out. Right. And now I'm in.
Oh, yeah, I'm dramatic. I'm sorry, Zaddy. But
there is no need to apologize for being yourself on the Art of Body Language podcast. Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off. Keep going.
No, you're good. No, so yeah, just I always freak out, and then it's like, oh wow, I start doing something. I'm like, wait, why am I doing this? But just tell myself, calm down. You know, just keep going. And I would have told myself that when I moved here, and now that I know that, I'm constantly reminding myself, it's going to be okay. You know what I mean? Just because you move to a different place doesn't mean, you know, you're going to create, yes, I'm going to create more problems if I start stressing out about everything, but just calm down, and it's going to be okay. You know, you're here for a reason, you're here for a purpose, you know, and just trust that, you know, trust the journey. I would tell myself that, to trust the journey. Since I first moved here.
You started talking, and I'm just choreography.
For me, right?
Trust the journey. I'm done. Okay. So let's go to when you first started, like, your professional career.
Oh wow.
Advice. What would you give Carmi then?
I would give Carmi a lot of advice. I would say that as well. Trust the journey. Of course, I started professionally more than a year ago. But also, when I started professionally, I was following my passion. You know, I had no idea of anything as far as being, I come from a musical family, but so being a vocalist, singing, you know, music, that's my number one, my first love. But, you know, acting, and, you know, I've had to dance over the years at musical theater. But no, I would give myself better advice on just going for my dream, because, you know, no one else in my family done it, or in my life really at the time. You know, over time I've had mentors now, but when I first started, I didn't really have mentors. I just had certain people, you know, just kind of whispering, just go after it, you know, just go after your passion. And then doors just started to open for me, and opportunities, just one thing led to another from my passion.
There you go.
I was the whisper.
You're the whisper.
Keep going. I love it. But yeah, so I would give my, so, which was great advice, because now we're here. But just when it comes to different choices, I would do differently, and I would say, I would encourage myself to go after those choices. Like, in college, I ended up majoring in communication. Well, I started out and music. And then I was like, well, I don't know, I want to do marketing. And then I went to theater and then communication. But I would have told myself to just stick with music and theater, which were my very first, it was my major. It was going to do a double major or a major minor.
Right.
So I would have just stuck with that as my college career instead of, I mean, I still acquired my skills otherwise, you know, while I was taking classes, I was still always in the theater department as a theater minor. Like I remember on Good Friday sewing buttons, you know, so I still had the whole theater experience and then the costume shop and falling asleep at 9 a.m. and I don't know, but in one of those theater classes. So I was still, you know, working in theater, but I didn't fully emerge into the theater as a major or music. You know, I'm trained and piano a little bit and, you know, theory, music and all of that. And I was still gigging and singing, and I was actually in school on a music scholarship, which is interesting, but I majored in communication. I would tell myself I don't need a plan B. You know, I would just stick to plan A, even though, you know, it all works out. And I was still working on plan A, but I was listening to people saying, oh, I don't know, maybe you should, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, my journey is my journey. I appreciate it. But I would definitely tell the younger me to listen to myself more than to others out of fear.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a positive thing, you know, people caring about me, but they just didn't know.
Mm.
So for myself, I would, you know. From that, you know, now I know to move forward. But my younger self, that's one thing I would definitely tell myself. Listen to myself more and stick with plan A, you know. Because I learned, even as an artist on a performing aspect, once you trust yourself, it trusts you, you know. You know, it's like, I don't know if I'm going to hit this note. Girl, you can hit this note yesterday. Go ahead and fall back in the note and it'll come through. You know what I mean? Fall back in the note. It'll come out. You know what I mean? And so, like, a lot of times, you know, it's out of body because it's like...
Come on, fall back in the no.
Right, right.
Trust it, because you did it once. You did it yesterday.
Right.
Hey.
I think Cheryl Pepsi Riley, she says, trust your gift. And I'm like, I like that. Because that's, you know, and even in a performance aspect, but then also as a lifestyle, you know, trust your gift, you know, it'll open doors for you. And then, you know, going back to church, that's Bible, you know, your gift will make room for you, you know? So,
I will make room for you.
Yeah, on every level. And I would definitely tell myself that, because it shouldn't have taken me this long to realize that, but.
Somebody bring the cloth.
Carmi, Carmi.
Okay.
But she just did.
She did too fast.
C A.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay,
so it's Carmi _ Harris. This C A R M I _ H A R R I S. Also, my website.
Yeah.
Working on some updates. Is www.carmiharris.net.
Straightforward. Dot. Okay.
.net. Okay. Carmi, try to keep it as simple as possible.
Pizza pepper, picked a peck of pickled peppers. Now she's a .com.
Okay.
Enunciate the word.
Okay. Okay, Shakespeare. Listen, I did my Shakespeare for that. That opened up a lot of doors. We're gonna go there right now.
I can't.
Yeah, well, that's so you can find me. Yeah.
Awesome. I love.
love it. It was so much fun.
I know. Thank you so much. Yes.
The inaugural. Can I say that? Inaugural video. Video recording of the podcast.
Okay.
More of me. Okay.
I'm happy to be a part. You know, I've been supporting you since you started this. Now, I got lost in the seasons. I ain't gonna lie. Child, I don't know what day it is half the time, so don't get me on there, okay? But
it's all good.
But definitely, you know, I appreciate what you're doing. It's very inspirational. We don't have church on this today. See, I don't even know what day it is. But Tuesday,
on this Tuesday.
Yeah, on this Tuesday. We don't have church on a Tuesday. The club going up on a Tuesday. The church going up on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
We just getting lit on Tuesdays.
Okay. With that water, because coronavirus.
Stay healthy. Okay.
This is why I can't. This is why.
And not.
We have behaved today.
We did pretty well. I'm proud of us. You know what? Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of the Art of Body Language podcast. And I will see you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Art of Body Language podcast. I truly appreciate you taking the time to listen to my show. If you enjoyed this episode and you believe it would benefit an artist that you know, please be sure to share it with them. As always, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at smile_love_lift. If you'd like to connect further, you can also email me at theartofbodylanguage@gmail.com. Thank you, and make sure to tune in to our next episode. Have a beautiful day.